Welcome to Being Bipolar. I'm your host, Doobie. I'm going to introduce you into my madness, and hopefully it'll help you with yours. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Doobie Snacks, Being Bipolar, My Screwed Up Head, and what I think about what is really going on in the world. Now, I just want to recap on the climate and the weather and how things are looking, and it looks like things are getting a lot worse. But there is a good thing. In the news, they have actually broken the fusion problem. For decades, these guys have been working and working on getting fusion to where it can have enough energy to run the world without any fossil fuels, without any more stripping the earth. Science is trying to create the sun so we can bottle it up and energize the world. So that would mean no more fossil fuels, no more issues with carbon. So the thing that now we have to worry about is it's going to take a good, 5-10 years to get it going. And so that is one huge step. Huge step. You have no idea what that really means. If we can convert all machinery to fusion power within 20, 30 years, that right there will stop the carbon buildup. It will help with us getting rid of the carbon. Now, all we have to do is just plant a lot more trees or marijuana, because that really helps the, environment as well. Okay. All right, boys and girls, ladies and germs. Tonight's topic is me versus vampires. Now, we all know and love the great vampire stories and what comes about. But, boys and girls, let me tell you a story. Vampires are not real. I say again, vampires are not real. So, what we basically have with vampires is European gossip, myths, and lores. We have a badass in good old Vlad. They called him Vlad the Impaler. Vlad Dracula, whatever. He was just a real mentally disturbed individual that had power. The reason why I say mentally disturbed is you get taken away at a young age and being held by your enemies to keep the peace. It's a weird tradition that they have. I don't understand it, but it happens. And when it did happen, he lost his mother. He lost his father. He went downhill in a big way. And he was doing all this in captivity. Yes, he was probably treated like a prince, but he wasn't able to be with his family. He didn't get a structure. He didn't get a foundation. So he got back home, and he was pissed. Okay, so he actually got law and order in his country. Okay, people did not mess around when it came to crime and all that. So, all in all, it's an interesting little theory about him being such a good individual and all this for his people when he was turning around and he was impaling everybody that he didn't like. And if anybody knows about impaling, well, it hurts. When you stick a huge post up somebody's butt and try to get it to his throat, and the dude's, living a little bit, after it gets to his stomach area and just keeps going, that's when you're going to probably die. But having to live through that kind of pain until you die, ooh, I'm sorry, you know, that's a very sensitive area and topic. But that's what he did. And it scared the people to the point where they didn't want to break the law, and it worked for him. But the downfall is that he got such a bad reputation that it got really bad. And the stories vary. The sagas, as they call them. Yeah, they all vary. So you really don't have an understanding, but there are a couple of books being written every year about him and showing different castles out there that supposedly was Dracula's castle. There's all kinds of myths about people digging up their dead loved ones to check and see if they were vampires, and they haven't even decayed. They haven't, you know, lost their skin. They haven't lost their eyes. They look perfectly like they buried yesterday, and it's been years. You know, some people, when they are embalmed, some people have that longevity of decay. They're not going to go through it as long as the rest of the people. Some people have that. And if you hear a story about that, it's like, ooh, that's a fascinating story. Great. That doesn't mean he goes around eating people. Okay. Next one. Back in the day when they were doing all this, thank you, Bram Stoker. Bram. He wrote it, giving us the vampire, using the legend and lore of back in the day, using Vlad and the stories behind it. Well, one of them was the fact that driving a stake through their heart kills them. Well, drive a stake through anybody's heart is going to kill them. Okay? Garlic. Yeah, anybody gets too much garlic, they're going to get sick. Hello? How would you like garlic sprayed up in your face? Other than having with my toast or my spaghetti, man, I can do without the garlic. And then, of course, there's silver, which is mostly werewolf. But some legends and lores, you got silver. Okay, but you stab anybody with silver, they're gonna die. Okay, all these things that you want to kill a vampire, kill people. Okay? You chop a head off of anybody, they ain't coming back. You put a stake through their heart, they ain't coming back. These are the legends and myths that have been given us, and we have, you know, enjoyed them. There's plenty of movies about them. Even the shiny little Twilight ones. Now, I have to confess, I watched Twilight a couple of times, all the way through. I did. And the reason being is I like the size of the wolves. The wolves are awesome. And, you know, you got your battle between the vampire and the werewolves. With la, la, la. Well, we're getting to werewolves another time. But Twilight, you got your good parts and your bad parts. Pretty decent storyline, you know. But you've also got, you know, your Dracula series with Christopher Lee. Oh, man, was genius. Bela Lugosi, the original Dracula. You know, Boris Karloff playing the sidekick all the time. He was a vampire a couple times, too. But everything we get is basically from stories, movies, books, you know, TV programs out there. All giving us different outlooks and different things about vampires. Well, they're not real. Okay? Now, back in the day, they also had a blood disease. There was some queen out there, too, that, you know, did a lot of killing just to get the young virgin blood. And she would bathe in it until the townspeople found out what was going on. And after a couple hundred kids being missing, yeah, I think something's up. So, yeah, she died horribly. The people got her, you know, pitchforks, lamps, and torches, stalking, killing, maiming. Monsters. They're everywhere, man. They're everywhere. But Dracula, now we get to this big bad boy. He's kind of funny, all right? I think Dracula as in a character is pretty cool, all right? But then you got Anne Rice, and she goes into some great, great vampire characters, man. I'm telling you, the books, from what I've been told, I haven't read them because Anne Rice is too much into detail for me. So I get lost and I don't want to deal with it anymore. So, back to square one. Anne Rice has some great characters. And Lestat, awesome. Oh, one of the only one books I read from Anne Rice was the Vampire Lestat. And that was really decent. So, I stuck through. I think it's one of the shorter tales that she wrote. But anyways, back to the vampires. You're going to have so many examples, and there's so many, like I was saying, the blood diseases, the hemo diseases that are out there. They had their own specific names. All of them have to do with blood. Henceforth, the French translation, hemoglobin, or is it German? Or is it Swahili? I can't tell. I never can tell. A lot of times it's just Latin, which is boring. Tra-la-la-di-da-di-day. You know, same thing as the church. We won't go into that. Why has medicine and the church been the same language? I don't get it. Huh. Interesting. It's a conspiracy. Because I am a conspiracy theorist. Anyways, vampires. I'm getting all squirrely tonight, man. Anyways, now, when we have the vampire myths, well, we'll start off with Nosferatu, you know, came out back in the day before they even had, you know, cameras. They did all of it with a lamp and a bunch of, you know, drawings that they animated. Yeah, that's how they did it. Matrix style, 101. But Nosferatu came out and scared the living hell out of everybody. Bram Stoker became famous. Then you had Dracula and went through the roof. Then you had people writing different vampire stories because of what Bram had done. And they're branching off and they're adding years and decades and centuries and making these vampires live 500 years. It's like, oh no, it's Highlander. There can be only one. No, not vampires. Come on, man. Myths. They suck the blood and, you know, if they want to breed, they just give their blood back. Make you one of them. Vampires can't have children. They're dead. They're dead. Except if you're in the Vampire Diaries or originals, yeah, then, you know, your hybrid werewolf can definitely get everybody pregnant, right? Yeah. Anyways, Vampire Diaries, I gotta give a shout out to because I did enjoy those stories, even though they went far off. It's a soap opera, so what do you expect? It's not like Twilight where they're shining in the sun. No, they're just walking around, biting their friends, making them different, like, monsters, and saving their friends, and saving a witch, and the witch saving everybody. It's just on and on and on and on and on. But it gets two thumbs up from me. Thank you. Thank you very much. Now, we got all kinds of different shows and different movies and books all about vampires, but it comes down to one thing. There's no such thing. There's people out there who try to be vampires. They love the lore. They love the myth. They also love the fact that Dracula, the vampire man himself, would just walk up to a woman, look at her, and she would just like go gaga. She'd drool all over. Oh, Dracula, what can I do for you? Who do you want me to kill? Ha ha, I have you in my clutches. And see, that, how does that work? I mean, I know there's hypnotism, but how can a man look at anyone and tell them to do something and they say, yes, sir, I will? In what society, in what world that we live in, can one individual make another one do what they don't want to do, and it's okay? Wow. Think about that one, people. Vampires, man, they're wicked. They're wicked. And they do, they got great taste, man. I got to tell you. The clothing, awesome. The makeup, Anyways, but the clothing, man, I would walk around looking like Count Dracula, man. Dude, can you imagine? I'd be walking down the street with a boombox on my shoulder, staying alive, and just walking down the street looking like a vampire, got my groove on. Yeah, I'm pimping. That's right, I'm pimping. Bum, bum, bum. I'm pimping. I'm walking down the street in a vampire outfit. Sorry, I got a little squirt again. But what it boils down to is that people enjoy dressing up the way they want to. And there are people who will get fangs put in. They get their eyes done up. I've seen some with horns. It's for self-improvement and self-love. If you are that fascinated about something and you want to alter your appearance in order to enjoy it as well as enjoy yourself, then by all means do it. I mean, people do it in bed every day with sex. I mean, S&M, come on. It's a form of it, right? I mean, really? And they, some of them enjoy the biting on the neck or drawing of the blood and tasting blood because that's what gets them going. That's their thing. That they want to be a vampire. They want that urge, that sensation. Well, that there's a lot of psychological issues with that. There are some people out there with mental health issues that believe they are vampires. That walk at night, just walking around looking for victims. Because they believe that they need the blood to survive. Alright, there are people out there that have mental issues. And it's all, you know, in the mind that's telling them what they are, who they are, what they can do, how they can do it, when they do it, all of that. And it's simply over the line. When you're looking for victims instead of being with people who enjoy it with yourself, like yourself, that's when it gets too far. Now, I didn't mean for this to go into mental health setup per se, even though that's being bipolar, but thinking that you're a vampire and doing the things that vampires do and possibly hurting someone, there's problems there, and you need to really talk to somebody about it. If you're doing it just to enjoy yourself and be a part of something, then by all means, enjoy yourself. Don't be judged. There's plenty of people out there who are doing their own thing. Even if they're not, it's your life, it's your world. Be a vampire. The world is a vampire. I remember when that came out. Anywho, back at the ranch. But vampires are just top of the food chain when it comes to the monsters in the world. It was created in myth from legends and lore of the day. It was given a face by Vlad the Impaler, Vlad Dracul. Life and limb, destruction, love, where his wife thought he had died in battle. She couldn't live, so she jumped out of a window, and that's how it all began. That's the Dracula. But all in all, it is myth. It is legend and lore like all the others. It is being made up in your mind to be something that you want it to be. You're given so many different options of what to believe in the, say, fantasy world. A vampire can be whatever, whoever you want it to be, as long as you're not interfering in other people's lives or hurting anyone. That's your God-given free will choice. But taking it too far is way, way too much. So, all in all, peeps, it comes down to this. Vampires are not real. Vlad the Impaler was real. Bram did a great job writing the story, causing the myth, Nosferatu, starting the cinema. And it just went downhill from there when it came to the vampires. It went from being a badass hypnotist, making people do whatever they want, drinking their blood, to shining like a diamond in the sun. What have we done to ourselves? Are we that much PC that we have to change our myth and lore? Wow. Alright, peeps. This is Doobie Snacks. We did a little session here on vampires, and now, who knows what will be next. Peace out. Love y'all. Bye. This is the end of the program, where I basically tell you this is the end of the program. So you will stop listening now because it's the end of the program. Remember, this is the end of the program. So subscribe. If you want to hear more, get a hold of me. But this is the end of the program, so stop listening. This is it. Welcome to Doobie's Madness. This is the end of the program, so you can stop listening now. It's okay.